So how was William doing?
He was okay. Not comfortable, but alive and still moving. That box seemed to get smaller and smaller every mile he went. After 4 days, he had only a little bread left. He nibbled on it, a crumb at a time. Long before this, he lost all feeling in his legs. And no matter which way he squirmed, he couldn't seem to regain it. His clothes were drenched with sweat. His lungs felt clogged from breathing the same air for 4 days. And he could barely hold his senses together from being enclosed in darkness. Then, the next day, William's worst nightmare came true. When the box dropped off the wagon.
I knew this was gonna happen. I told you to tie down.
It's so heavy, I didn't think we needed it.
Now, come on, let's get it back on up there. All right, I'm gonna count to three. One, two, three. Yes! What's in this thing? Now, you want to tie that thing down?
Now, let's just push it farther on the cart.
Oh, all right. I guess that'll work.
And they didn't find him?
No.
But I thought you said it would be his worst nightmare.
It was. The courier didn't pay much attention to the arrows on the side of the box. They put William back, upside down.
Oh, my.